These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Oh, not much. Just ripped one. Yeah.
Love and happiness.
Healthy fart.
Woo, boys. I'm full of soul tonight, baby. Top six Al Green songs. Let's get it.
Ooh, one from Pulp Fiction.
Love and happiness.
Wait, was that Al Green in Pulp Fiction? The
I'm somewhere with you. Jordan, like we're not doing top six Al Green songs. We're doing top six Green characters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're all wrong.
But yeah, Chad, that is from Pulp Fiction. It's, I think it's Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
Also, Al Green even have six songs?
He's got like six classic albums.
Soulful. Hell yeah.
I bet you can't name two of them.
I bet Dad can. He loves Motown. Is he Motown? Motown era. Yeah.
Yeah, he likes Motown. He fucks with Motown.
Motown and Blige. Dad, if any questions about Motown or Blige, go to Dad.
Hey, fun fact about our father. He once hit somebody in the head with a pair of baseball cleats. Hey, everybody. Top six podcast boys in the house. I am Dustin Bernard, joined with my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say what's up, fellas.
What up, Hope?
What up? What up? Happy, at the time of this recording, March.
Yeah, oh, boys.
Jordy's birthday month. Now, Jordy, I know that we kind of planned this month out, but your birthday present, you get to pick the topics for April, for next month.
Oh, that's an honor, guys. I can't wait. I mean, I'd rather pick them for March, but I'll take April.
Yeah, well, you know, we wanted to do some greenage for St. Patrick's Day, so that's what this episode's going to be about, top six green characters. The next episode, though, it's going to be our year one extravaganza, top six.
That's going to be a huge celebration.
Yeah, we're aging well, like a fine wine.
Hell yeah. So just to look ahead a little bit, so we are accepting voice recordings for some praise from you guys, from you sweet, sweet listeners that have been with us for the whole year, for even a month. If this is your first episode, leave us a voice message on Anchor. Go to anchor.fm/top6pod and leave us a voice message. Hey, also, I think we got one or two reviews since the last time we mentioned this. So go to Apple Podcasts. Doesn't matter if it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5-star review. Just leave us a friggin' review, guys.
Yep. Well, a little blurb. Whatever set of words is closest to your cursor, just copy and paste whatever you want in the review. You know, it helps us in the rankings.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. So real quick, shout out to all our new followers at Top6Pod on Twitter. We're getting a lot of great engagement. You know, it's just fun. Hashtag top six challenge, hashtag Pod Nation. Shout out to Pod Nation for retweeting everything that I tweet out there. You know, we're almost up to 1200 followers here. So heck,
quality Twitter follow. I mean, Dusty, hats off to you, Captain Bro. You're doing a hell of a job on the tweets. Highly recommend, if you're listening now, go on over and follow Top Six Pod. You'll get a kick. You'll get a kick out of what old Dusty comes up with. I mean, you don't know what's coming, honestly.
No, hey, it's a team effort, sort of. I mean, it's fun.
Right.
I enjoy doing it. All right, so let's get to this.
That's the year. That's my year. That's I give credit to you once a year. That was it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So in honor of it being March, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Everybody goes green crazy here. It is Jordy's birthday month. It's our dad's birthday month. My friend Jason Zimmerman, a.k.a. Tom Green, I have no clue why. I remember his birthday is on March 14th. Just a weird thing that sticks in my head. And I think I'm missing some family members also.
Yes, you're also missing Aunt Jill and Donnie, our dad's cousin, so our second cousin.
I think on my research assistant side, there's a couple birthdays that I'm missing too, and I'm drawing an absolute blank right now. So yeah, March, great month, four leaf clovers, green shit. We are going to do the top six green characters. And guys, we didn't really set any stipulations, but the characters got to be green.
Yep. I just did some quick research since I thought this was the top six Al Green songs, but I finally have my top six, guys.
All right.
Okay. That's good. All right. That's good.
That's good. So if this is your first time listening, the middle bro, Jordy, does a trivia question to see who goes first with the top six list. So Jordy, you know, hopefully you've done some training. I know you were doing some firearms training the other day. Hopefully you did some trivia training.
Well, guys, let's just get right to it, okay? Okay, in what city is the Kentucky Derby held?
Louisville.
That is correct.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh.
What were you going to say, Chad?
Well, I was kind of thinking like Louisville might be too obvious, but then I started digging in my brain for other Kentucky
cities. Name another town or city from Kentucky.
There's one that Fert, something Fert. No, right?
Lexington. Shout
out. Oh, yeah.
Lexington.
Shit. You don't have to embarrass me, Dusty. You win. I get it.
Hey, shout out.
That's such a classy name for such a trashy state, Lexington.
Yep, I was going to shout out someone that lives there, but not anymore. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. All right, so top six green characters. I'm curious to see what you guys came up with. There are more than I thought, and
there's a shit ton.
There is, and a lot of them are bitchy and annoying, so I'm curious to see what you got, okay? So top six green characters. I'm going to go rapid fire here, okay? You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Number six, Green Man from Always Sunny. Number five, Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. Hmm. Number four, The Incredible Hulk. Number three, The Grinch. Number two, Yoda. And number one, Shrek, baby.
Dang. Whoa. You're missing one, Dust. You're missing one key character.
I don't think so.
No, it's his list. It's his list.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's my list, jeez. Jordan. It's my list. Let me run
this. How about the recap, boy?
All right, number six, the Green Man, Charlie Kelly from Always Sunny. Number five, Mike Wazowski. Number four, Hulk or the Incredible Hulk. Number three, the Grinch. Number two, Yoda. And one, Donkey Shrek. Jordy, you're up, bitch.
All right, Dust, we're going dick to dick on number six. I got Green Man.
Ooh. Oh,
damn. Number five, it influenced one of the best Halloween movies ever, Frankenstein. I'm referring to Frankenweenie. Frankenstein, number five.
Huh, no shit.
Classic.
I guess he's green, right? Yeah, the original.
Yeah, yeah.
The original's green.
Influenced Frankenweenie. Chad, I know you love that movie.
Oh, man. I can't get enough of Frankenweenie. I freaking lap it up. I love it.
All right. Number four, Dusty, it was on your list as well. Shrek.
Damn.
Number three.
We love Shrek on this show, honestly.
Number three, I got the Mark Ruffalo version of The Incredible Hulk.
Hmm.
It doesn't have probably to be the Ruffalo version. I just think he was the best one. but the Incredible Hulk is number three.
I think the character as a whole is just recognized as, Hulk or Incredible Hulk. That's fine.
Right. Dusty, shout out to Ruffalo.
You put Hulk on because he's a superhero and you're not into that nerdy stuff.
Well, I put
me or Dusty? Dusty's not. Yeah, I am. But shout out to Mark Ruffalo. Also, he's great in Zodiac. All right, number two. Dusty, this is the one key one that you left off your list. I got the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I did forget the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
By accident, but if presented with a list, I would have left her off by on purpose, too. So, whatever.
Ooh. Shots fired. Pop, pop, pop.
Okay, number one. Chad, you're going to appreciate this. I got Yoda, number one.
All right. Why would I appreciate it?
You're a Star Wars buff, you nut.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just wanted to see what you'd say.
You little nut buster.
Correct you are.
Oh, shit. I got some great honorable mentions, too, but I'm going to save those, okay? And I have some a GIF and a meme that I want to mention. Okay, I'm going to recap.
Yep, recap. Buckshot.
Number six, Green Man from Always Sunny. Five, Frankenstein. Shout out to Frank and Weenie. Four, Shrek. Three, The Incredible Hulk. Number two, The Wicked Witch. Number one, I got Yoda.
All right. Nice. Hey, Chad, before you get started, I want to ask. So technically, Frankenstein, it's Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the know-it-all horror boy.
All right. Actually, it's Frankenstein's monster. And so the list of honorable mentions that I have, I'm not going to name them all, but I'm starting to put my honorable mentions and then an equal sign and then why I didn't pick them. So here's what I wrote for Frankenstein's monster. It says Frankenstein's monster equals boring no-namer because he just fucking walks around like an idiot and he doesn't have a name. So
yeah, he goes,
doesn't fucking matter though. Look how iconic it is.
Yeah.
It influenced so many other horror characters throughout the years.
Actually, the story is about man playing God and the perils that comes with it, kind of like how Jurassic Park approached that.
Actually,
first of all right, I do not have Green Man from Always Sunny on my list.
You bitch.
That is a great character, great show, probably my favorite show, you know, of all time. For those that are looking at your list from the outside, you have pop culture bombs all over, like, you know, like big hitters all over the place. And then you got Green Man from Always Sunny. Now, Always Sunny fans are going to agree. I agree. I love that character. Didn't put him on my list. But why, from someone looking at it being like, really? You put that on there? Why did you guys put Green Man?
Because I think it's hilarious. And also, it started a movement with people doing it in sports stadiums.
Exactly, Dusty. That's what I was going to say.
For those who don't know, it's basically like those full-body tight spandex suits that's green screen colored. And a character in Always Sunny puts it on and while they're tailgating at a Philadelphia Eagles football game when he's wasted. And
yeah, he's tripping out.
Around.
He does a crazy funny dance. It's just it's just absurd and out of left field. That's why
I'm looking at it from an outsider's point of view, and it's a great segue into if you haven't watched Always Sunny, you gotta check it out. So props to that pick. Not on my list. Here is my list. All right. Number six, I got Yoshi from Mario.
Okay.
Since this is a March themed episode, I never realized March 10th when you abbreviate it MAR and then 10. It's Mario. It's like Super Mario Day.
Nice one, Chad.
Clever as hell.
Wow.
So why Yoshi over Luigi? Do you have something against plumbers? You're against working class people, Chad?
No. No, just born green, like through and through, actually green.
Typical,
you know, not just wearing a green outfit.
That's kind of like the typical pumpernickel elitist attitude that you've had all this year.
Wow. Okay, Mr. Kentucky Derby trivia question. Why don't you go suck on a mint julep?
Shit, Chad. What's your number five?
All right, number five. Anyways, March 10th, clever as hell. I think that's more clever than May the 4th be with you.
I don't, but continue.
Star Wars, because number five, Yoda is... Oh, that was hard. To structure a sentence that way. Number five, Yoda. Okay.
You know what the best one is, though? It's in sync. It's gonna be May.
Ooh. So that's actually for April 30th?
30th. Yeah.
Like close to midnight. It's gonna be
May. Hey, would that be a future episode? Top six month names? I don't know how you...
Memes? Month memes?
Month memes. That's not specific. All right. So number five is Yoda. Number four is the Grinch. Hell yeah. Great theme song, which basically shits on him the whole time. hell yeah. The Grinch number four. Number three is the Incredible Hulk, baby. Awesome character. I mean, the green.
Dude, he was so green good machine. In Zodiac. Just,
oh, hell yeah. Mark Ruffalo. I actually played Mark Ruffalo's character in a Zodiac scene recreation in film school, and I can give you guys a little snippet of that Ruffalo.
Let's hear it
if you want. Okay. Jesus Christ. That's it. So you're welcome for that.
Yeah.
Hulk, I've been reading some, you're not really going to call me a nerd, but fuck you, I don't care. I've been reading a lot of comics lately because they're just really fun. They're like episodes that you read, and they have a series called Immortal Hulk where he comes back as like an undead zombie monster, just huge pissed off zombie, and I want to check that out. All right, number two, Wicked Witch, baby.
Yes! I knew you were fucking on board with me, Chad.
Hell yeah. Wizard of Oz is a freaking classic. Great villain. She's appeared on our list before in the villains episode.
She's kind of a bad bitch too, ain't she?
Oh yeah. Very, very, like, holds grudges like no other. I mean, jeez. Number one, Dusty, right there with you, baby. Shrek.
Ooh.
I thought long and hard about it.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
And it was going back and forth. I love Wicked Witch, but I'm like, you know what? Shrek is
that
movie
awesome.
Came out when I was 8 years old. It flipped the whole fairy tale shit on its head. Like, such a big heart. Like, just funny. Just an ogre that just doesn't like people. And then, I don't know. It's just great character. So.
All right. So, Chad, run your list back real quick, and then we'll chat about it, you know?
Number six is Yoshi. Number five, Yoda. Kicked off with the Y's there. I didn't even realize that. Number four, the Grinch. Number three, Hulk. Number two, the Wicked Witch. And number one, Shrek. Bam.
Okay. And also,
damn.
You know, you're talking about Mark Ruffalo. Like, he always has a face like someone just asked him.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He's always thinking hard about
something. Yeah, that or like he slightly stubbed his toe and someone asked him like, hey, what do jalapenos and peanut butter taste like? And he's just like, what?
Yeah, it's like a slight discomfort and panic in his face.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. All right, so we got some crossover here, but we're not going to take we're not going to take the ad breaks to get paid by Anchor. You know, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. So still the tops of my list, unofficial sponsor, Sheetz. I mean, they're solid.
Yeah. You know what? What are some green products that we like? Maybe we'll shout out some green products. Jordy, I'm pretty sure you mentioned you were not putting the damn green giant guy from the, what are they, beans or peas or something?
Spinach I love.
Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and
yes,
unofficial sponsor Snoop Dogg for smoking that green.
Woo! Peas I love.
All right. Jordy, can you please stop doing Yoda impersonations?
Yeah, it's not coming out solid. It's a little creepy.
All right, so let's get into the honorable mentions. So I do have to shout out this new green character that I learned of probably within the last month, okay? And I'm sure some of our listeners out there have watched the show called The Regular Show, okay? It's on HBO Max. It used to be on Cartoon Network. There's a guy on there named Muscle Man, and he's a green, like, monster-looking dude. And he always takes his shirt off and whips it around like Petey Pablo song. And he's always like, yeah, guys, let's go party. And I think if you guys watch that show, you would appreciate Muscle Man. So he's one of my honorable mentions for top six green characters. He's funny, man.
I just looked him up. Yeah. He's kind of got a Frankenstein's monster like face, a little like boxy look. And
yeah.
Yeah, it looks like one hell of a Mitch Muscle Man Sorenstein.
Yep. Yeah, he's pretty cool, and he has bitch tits, and they always like highlight his tits. It's funny.
He looks kind of like the mucus from that one commercial. The
oh yeah, the one that talks like this.
Yeah,
it's pretty. Well, Chad, if you ever watch that show, The Regular Show, it's pretty easy to impersonate Muscle Man. Like he talks just like this. It's pretty funny. It's a good show. Good show. All right. Other than that, honorable mention, I'll let you guys go since I took the Muscle Man thing way too involved there. So, Jord, go ahead. Honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got the Grinch on my honorable mentions list and also Slimer from Ghostbusters. And I wanted to shout out a Kermit the Frog gif. It's where he looks around to make sure no one else is in the room. Then he reaches for a bottle of lotion and it looks like he's starting to jerk off.
Yep, I know that gif very well.
Also a Kermit meme where he's doing a huge line of cocaine. That's another great one.
Yeah, we didn't have, none of us had Kermit. Shout out to Kermit. I wasn't a big Muppets boy.
No, so he's kind of a little bitch, isn't he?
I think he's.
Yeah.
I think he's
iconic.
He is iconic, sure, but he's annoying. Yeah, and plus, he's a bitch. I put that on here, too. So, I don't know.
But, yeah, I'm going to make some green straw beer for St. Patty's.
All right. Jordy, what's
for? Yeah, that's a classic.
Shout out to
my honorable mentions. Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. She's pretty badass. Rex the dinosaur from Toy Story. I think it's hilarious. Yeah.
He's kind of a bitch, too, though.
Yeah, but it's funny because he's a T-Rex, so he's scared of everything.
Look up the Partysaurus Rex short on Disney Plus. That one's pretty funny.
Pretty good. Hey, yeah. Jordy, Luigi's on my honorable mentions.
Nice. Shout out to Plumber, Luigi. See?
And then my last honorable mention is the sexy green M&M.
Oh, shit, Chad. Nice.
Just because someone had to design that.
Yeah, that's something I didn't even think of. So yeah. I wouldn't consider Luigi a green character. He's a human that wears green clothes.
Yeah, ooh, like
good
green
point.
Green Goblin, Dusty? Because, you know, he turns into the Green Goblin when he puts the suit on.
Well, I guess there's green in his name, so therefore he is green. He's not called Green Luigi.
Yeah, true.
So,
I would even. What about the green monster in Fenway? That's kind of a character.
That's reality, though. It's not.
It's an abstract character, you know.
No. No.
I would probably consider that.
It's an object. Dude, it's not a character. It does not have.
Like, non-like beings can be characters, too.
You have to have eyebrows to be on this list.
What? Does Yoshi have eyebrows? He does. Wait, no, he doesn't. I can't.
Well,
tell.
Anyway,
you have to have a nose, eyebrows, or ears.
Well, we didn't come up with that stipulation. So,
if we
revisit this topic in the future, I might put the green monster on there. Shout out.
How about top six red characters? So we can put Paul Bettany from that one show.
Oh boy, here we go. We got to move on. Okay. You won't get off
Paul Bettany. So let's go ahead and let's go ahead and knock this ultimate top six green characters list out. Also, I want to, for the record, Gumby is also uninteresting and a little bitch. So.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck Gumby. Yeah, and also the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No one mentioned them. So.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I didn't necessarily get into them either.
They were cool for, like, a year or 2 years back in the early 90s. I don't care what anybody says. So, whatever. All right. So, I feel like I'm just going to throw number one out there. It's probably going to be Shrek.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yep.
Layers. Hell layers. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's such a good character. Great movie.
Then I think we also, all of us had the Hulk on there too. So that's got to be two.
And Incredible Yoda. Hulk. Yep. Yoda has to be on there. I mean.
Yeah, so iconic. Definitely.
Gordy had Yoda 1. I had Yoda 2. Chad, you had Yoda at a respectable 5. So I'd say number 2, Yoda.
Why don't you think Yoda's a little bitch, Dusty? He ran away to Dagobah, just kind of off the grid. Like, hid from Vader.
I just feel like from sheer popularity and pop culture impact, Yoda is more impactful than Kermit the Frog.
Smart Yoda is.
Luke, yeah, he knew Luke would find him. He knew. Yoda's smart. He's the smart pick for sure. How about Wicked
Witch?
Well,
I feel like Wicked Witch is probably going to be on here, but not number 2 or 3 or 4.
Yeah.
The list Wicked Witch should make. Yes.
You know how people get tattoos to it's for their mom, you know, like, oh yeah, that symbolizes my mom. Like, you'd have to do something Wizard of Oz related for us, you know, because she loves that movie. And I'm like, hell yeah, Wicked Witch tattoo. But then I'd have to explain why the Wicked Witch is. Oh yeah, that's for my mom. Oh.
Yeah, if anything, you could get something with a lion because she likes lions and
or get a picture of me because I'm her favorite. So,
well, I mean, whatever. If she wants to do that to herself, that's fine.
Unconscious. You guys can get a picture of me as a tattoo,
and then it's like, oh yeah, that's to remember, like for mom. Like what? No.
Hey, if we.
You get a picture of, yeah, no, Jordy. Why don't you get a picture of yourself on your own ass?
Well, maybe I'll get a
kiss it all the time.
Tattoo of Kermit jacking off.
All right. Hey, I just had.
All right, one Shrek. That's great. I like that. Dusty, I do like your Mike Wazowski pick, too. That was a good one.
I've never seen that series.
Monsters, Inc.? Huh.
Nope, never seen it.
Dang.
Good.
Hey, I just had an idea, guys. Let's do.
What's that?
I'm thinking that if we can hit 5,000 Twitter followers by a specific date, I will get our top six podcast logo of our faces on my body somewhere.
Holy shit. What about next year at this time?
No, it's got to be this year. 5,000 Twitter.
Well, how about your. Shit, your birthday, September 21st.
Just call it the by the end of this year.
All right, December 31st.
Right. You heard it, 21.
5,000 followers, folks. Come on, baby. Follow
5,000 followers. I won't stop following people either because I know, you know, you got to give and take. I follow people, they follow back. You know, that'll be a bet. So, I will get our face logo with all three of our faces. And that way, when I'm 80 years old and it's drooping off of my arm, I can say, you damn right I did a podcast. So.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say nutsack.
I want people.
You're hoping that?
All right.
So, you have to
let's get back to the ultimate. Ugh. Top six green characters list. Number 1, Shrek. Number 2, Yoda. Number 3, probably Incredible Hulk.
I like it. I like it. great character. You don't want to see me when I'm angry. We got the Ruffalo in there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Shrek.
All right, that
Shrek, Yoda, Incredible Hulk. You know, you guys have the Wicked Witch. I'm not against the Wicked Witch because I know Mom likes it a lot, and I'd be okay with the Wicked Witch at 4, 5, or 6. Or the Grinch, I feel like, is ahead of the Wicked Witch. Jordy, you didn't have the Grinch?
No, I don't think so.
Jordy, you didn't have the Grinch. Why?
I like the Grinch. He was an honorable mention for me, but the Wicked Witch is more iconic. It's such a better movie.
I think the
movie.
Wicked Witch should be ahead of the Grinch just because of seasonal angle. Like,
I guarantee you the Wicked Witch influenced the Grinch. I guarantee it.
You think?
Yeah, damn good villain.
I would
villain.
Say, like, Ebenezer Scrooge or whatever. It's very similar to the Grinch.
Well,
where
the Wicked Witch influenced a lot of villains at the end. Throughout the years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think Wicked Witch should be
all right. We'll
Grinch
do the
too.
We'll do the Wicked Witch number 4.
The Wicked Witch is no Lecter or Annie Wilkes, but she's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's no Pazuzu either, but
her second appearance on our list. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
She's climbing the ranks.
All right. Well, Jordy, if you could do a little bit more research to see if the Wicked Witch did in fact inspired the Grinch. Is that?
Well, some things are hard
to prove.
That sounds
like Eminem lyrics.
You know,
you can't
prove a negative. So let's not go there.
All right. So we got the ultimate top 6 green characters. Number 1, Shrek. Number 2, Yoda. Number 3, Incredible Hulk. Number 4, the Wicked Witch. So we've got Yoshi. We've got Frankenstein's monster. We've got the Green Man from Always Sunny. Mike Wazowski. Oh. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar enough with that, so I think Green Man should make this list.
Okay, well, what about Yoshi? I like Yoshi.
Wait, where's Yoda?
Yoda's got to make the
he's
list.
Number 2.
Come on, Dustin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ah, my bad.
We need another. Well, how many villains do we have so far? Wicked
it
Witch.
It doesn't matter. We can make one up called Jalapeno Boy.
I don't even want to know.
I don't know what he would just be God. A free agent. Someone would have to pick him up for something. I don't know. But all right, so let's figure this out. So we do have Green Man from Always Sunny. We do have Kermit the Frog out there if you want to, you know, if you want. Okay.
Fuck no.
Nope. I think
great memes, great Grinch. Memes and gifts, but not making this list.
Grinch has to be on the list.
I can see the Grinch, and we had a slide Green Man in there. Just one that's out of left field.
Yeah, and I like Mike Wazowski.
I don't know.
I overlooked him. No pun intended, because he's basically one big eye. But Yoshi's cool.
I like the Grinch. I'd put the Grinch over Yoshi. I mean,
yeah. All right. Yeah, so yeah. All right, so let's do ultimate top 6 green characters. Give me the yay or nay on this, okay? Number 1, Shrek. Number 2, Yoda. Number 3, Incredible Hulk. Number 4, the Wicked Witch. Number 5, the Grinch. Number 6, Green Man from Always Sunny.
That's a good list.
That's
a
very good list.
Awesome. Yay all awesome. The way. I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, I guess the Leprechaun from those weird movies from the 80s and 90s could have been on there.
Oh
yeah.
Shout out to Leprechaun. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the theme was because of St. Patrick's Day, the green characters, but there's really no representation of St. Patrick's Day on here. So whatever, just get drunk, people.
I believe we did the best we could.
Talking in Irish and Scottish accents. Are leprechauns Irish or Scottish?
I'd say Green Man is sort of representation of St. Paddy's Day because they have a bar called Paddy's Pub.
Too bad we couldn't get Colin Farrell to
Jordy,
be on the
was
show.
That your Irish accent? Because you sounded American, you fucking pikey. Ew.
Shut the fuck. Listen, darn Dell boys.
We forgot to mention that, George. How'd you like the last episode, old Darnzel Movies?
I knew you guys were saying it. I just kind of brushed it off.
So, I knew it. I knew you weren't going to say shit. I freaking knew it.
Just like yoink.
No, nothing.
Well, yeah.
Whoops. I actually said it. Whoops.
All right. Thank yoink. You, everybody, for listening. Let me run by the ultimate top six green characters. Number one, Shrek. Number two, Yoda. Number three, Incredible Hulk. Number four, Wicked Witch. Number five, Grinch. Number six, the Green Man from Always Sunny. Chad and Jordy, remember your little skit that involved Hans Gruber at the plum pudding shop?
Yeah.
All right. At Tiny Chad, I need you to be a leprechaun ordering the same type of plum pudding. Go.
Oh, what? Hello, me lad.
Hi, like how can I help you today?
I'd like to place an order. oh, fuck. Hold on. I heard Mr. Gruber came by, and I'd like to get what he got, but I'm wondering, could you throw in a little pot of gold in there as well?
Sir, what would you like?
I'd like a shamrock shake, of course. Is this not Mickey D's?
No.
All right. Enough, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all. Peace.